This result, especially the results giving smaller distances, has important consequences for SETI and for the arguments about galactic colonization we discussed in the last chapter. The point is this. If there really are rogue planets floating around just outside the solar system, then the kind of multi-generational starships we discussed in Chapter 14 won't be needed to reach them. We can easily imagine colonization missions taking less than 10 years, and making a rogue planet habitable probably wouldn't be any more difficult than doing the same thing on Mars. But what if some of the rogue worlds have already produced life? How would scientists on those worlds see the universe? First, they would see a galaxy in which worlds like their own were plentiful. They would almost certainly concentrate on looking at planets, quote, like themselves, unquote. You can even imagine scientists on the rogue worlds arguing that life could not possibly exist on planets near stars. In a hostile environment full of ultraviolet radiation, solar storms, and asteroid impacts, life could only exist, they might argue, in the tranquility of deep space. Why bother to try to communicate with worlds where life was clearly impossible? After all, we've spent most of our history ignoring rogue worlds. Why shouldn't they return the favor? We argued in Chapter 7 that life that developed on rogue worlds would not interact with its environment through the medium of visible light, but through infrared radiation or possibly radio waves. This means that when and if these life forms developed a science of astronomy, they would probably search for other sources of infrared radiation, other rogue worlds. Given the expected density of rogue worlds, communication between neighbors might be impossible, and we might expect it to be done via tight infrared beams. Beams that would be invisible to us unless we happened to stumble across one. These would, of course, represent a source of SETI outside of anything posited in the Drake equation. So, the bottom line from our exploration of the world of exoplanets is that there is a lot more to be explored out there than we thought. Let's get on with the job. This recording of Exoplanets was presented by Dreamscape Media, LLC, text copyright 2017 by Michael Summers and James Treffel. Sound recording copyright 2017, Dreamscape Media, LLC. This recording was produced by arrangement with Penguin Random House, Incorporated. Thank you for listening.